Is it hot enough? What do we need? What do we need? You got it. Hey, thank you for showing up today on a hot day like this, but the rallies we've had are making a difference. And that's in the sense that we had the governor here, and we told him we needed him to put a priority on the two gates. He did it the following day. We put the pressure on the Interior Secretary to come down here because he wasn't necessarily interested in doing that, and he came down here. We still have a long way to go, so your participation in these rallies are critical, and we're going to keep doing it until we get the water back. Now, I want to introduce the champion here that... Yes, champion. Even though he has to fight his friends in Hollywood who don't understand why he's doing this, he's staying true to the course. Mr. Paul Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. I'd like to start off this gathering the same way we've always started this gathering, with the Pledge of Allegiance. Will you please take off your gorros or whatever you're wearing? Let us pledge to this country of ours. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to its republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This pretty young lady you see next to me is going to grace us with a song. I think you'll know this one. Her name is Melissa. Please welcome her.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Melissa, I wasn't going to say her whole name, but she deserved Melissa Cortez. A very talented, very pretty girl. First of all, I want to thank all of you for showing up today. It is by showing up today that we'll show our opponents that we will not be turned around. Today we celebrate our unity, a coalition that hasn't existed. If you look to your right, if you look to your left, you see that this unity... it's not exclusive. This unity is all of us who care about this place, who call this place home. It is built of a Portuguese dairyman, of Mexican-American migrant farm worker and farm owners. It is Irish who came here. It's from Oki. Look around you. This truly is a real coalition, and that's our strength. And this is why I know we're going to win. Now, what would bring all of us together? What would make a Basque, a dairyman or sheep herder, all of us from different professions, what would bring a Muslim shop owner, a Sikh cab driver, what would bring us here together? Water. There's been some studies that say that water, it has nothing to do with the rate of unemployment. Their studies are so wrong. They are so genius in using this. But water is the difference between the Garden of Eden and Death Valley. When I first got involved, I was uncertain to what their motives were. What could they be after? Why are our opponents so skillful? Why are they stopping this? I couldn't find it, and I always never underestimate an opponent. Who wouldn't want the San Joaquin Valley to be what God intended it to be, the breadbasket of the world? The more I studied, the more I learned, the more confused I got. Because apparently what they want is no growth at all, no development at all. They have put fish and fowl ahead of human beings. This is not going to stand. We respect God's creations. Our future includes fish, and it includes fowl, and it includes people, human beings here. Our opponents have been very, very skillful in using legislation to stop any kind of development. Whenever you try to build a dam or try to store water, another legislation, another endangered mosquito comes up. And it ties up the courts and for years and years, and it wastes whatever resources we have. But I believe that day is going to come to an end. Because we are united in this. And because we are united, we have chosen to set all other issues aside. We will have issues and we will have differences, but not on this one. I might differ with you on this or on other things, but not on this issue. This coalition, this issue, this gathering is about one thing only. That is water and the abundance of it in our valley. You gotta admire their skills. I wish I had them. You gotta admire the way they're able to do this. But let me remind those who don't want growth. It doesn't matter what you want or what I want. Growth will happen, and we better be prepared for it. We are already 38 million strong here in California, and every statistician says that not too far into the future, we will be 50 million. And we're using an antiquated system of water delivery that was only built for 18 million. I'm no mathematician, but those two numbers don't jive. What do they think? That people aren't going to fall in love, have families, have children, need a house? People are going to stop eating? No. People are not going to stop eating. Are they going to stop coming to California? No. The minute you see a winter in Michigan, while we are here basking in this glorious sun, it doesn't take a genius to know you're going to hop on a bus, Gus. You're going to make a new plan, Sam. California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the Chevy and they move here. It is the duty of every generation to leave this place better than they found it. And our ancestors have done that. You know, I remember when I used to fly into Fresno, it didn't look like it does now. There weren't all these patches of dryness. You would think that we were in a 100-year drought. Well, we're not. There is water. There's only a lack of willpower. There's a lack of power from all those who were in position to move it. This is not abdicating responsibility. Let this be a warning to all elected officials. We will remember you. If you voted for us, if you are with us, you will get our vote and our gratitude. If you're one of those skillful ones who are only waiting to see which way the wind blows, when to jump on the bandwagon, you will be blown away. Yeah. Our opponents are using tactics that I have not seen before because I'm new to this, but I'm getting old really fast. Saying that I'm a puppet of Big Ag, or that the coalition that I belong, that I'm some kind of supposed to be receiving millions. I wish those millions were already here. I got a car payment. This economy is not in the best of times. And I say that their timing was really crap. In the midst of the worst economic recession we've had probably since the Roosevelt administration, they decide to solve it by cutting off the water to the west side. And you know if they can get away to the west side, they're going to go to the east side. And then they'll go to every side we have here. Here we are praying to the Lord Almighty for help. One day we're going to get there. He goes, I put you down in the most fertile soil on the planet. I gave you the water from Shasta and the Sierras. We have to fight for this. And we are. To those who are unemployed, to our northern brothers, let me address this. To those of you who make your living out of the fishing industry, we get no joy in your unemployment. We're on your side. We've tried to find compromises. We've suggested the peripheral canal for the fish to travel and for there to be plenty of fish for you to have a living and for us. After all, we grow the best lemons here, and you know, salmon goes great with lemon. We're on your side. It is these environmentalists who have come up and try to oppose us, try to make us enemies. We're not your enemy. We want you to have a job and to let your family grow and to give those things to provide for your family, just as we wish you feel the way about us. But no, they wouldn't have a peripheral canal. They won't have anything, and no compromises. They won't come to the table. They are simply gonna be a dictator about this, gonna have it their way. Well, they're not gonna have it their way. We want a California for everyone. We want California that includes salmon. Plenty of it for my lox and bagels in the morning. I want to let you know something, why I'm in this. I'm not in this for any kind of reason. There are other things I could be doing, and I'll go back to it just as soon as we get this water. Robert Frost, the great American poet, said that home was a place that whenever you had to go there, they had to let you in. This is home. This is home. This is why I'm here. My father, he's buried in Dinuba, waiting for resurrection. And until that happens, I ain't going anywhere. I'm gonna be here because this place is worth fighting for. I've known that all along. So let our opponents know that our action here today should be a testament to our children. They needn't worry because we're fighting to get water even for their children. After all, where do they get their food? From here. From everywhere. Every time we've tried to do something, they've said no. Years ago, when science told us that we were losing a lot of acreage to salt, we tried to come up with a solution to build a canal through the ocean. They stopped it at Kesterson. They said no. So now what are we doing? We're losing thousands of acres of perfectly good farmland. That is criminal. That's mismanagement of land. When I was a young boy, I remember listening to President Kennedy say that to the generations to come, say that all the difficult things were left for those generations, that all the easy things have been done. But only the difficult things were left to do. We're prepared to do the difficult because we're gonna do the difficult. The difficult is to convince them that we're willing to talk, to sit down, to find out why. Why can't you come to grips with the fact? I gotta believe that deep down in their hearts, they know that their science is flawed. They know. They know that their statistics is flawed. Because they put everything into figuring out what makes a fish grow, but they have not put in the human factor, the human element, you, me. Our need for water, our need to live and to prosper. That need is not in their hands. That need is in our hands and in the hands of God. Whenever people are pushed to a point where they have to break the very laws that are there to protect them, it's not a good thing. And I know a lot of you are in a desperate situation, and I hear from you through emails and I hear about doing nothing. We are going to continue to work within the law. If it isn't fast enough for you, then you go off and do it some other way. I don't know of any other way than to do this. But that doesn't mean we're going to be passive. That doesn't mean we're going to be peaceful. That doesn't mean we're going to sit here and let everything we've worked for vanish. No. You started this fight, and here in Fresno, not only do we grow great produce and great citrus, we grow brave men and women who are willing to fight for what's theirs. It's really especially difficult for me because I've lost a lot of friends, but in hindsight, maybe they weren't friends at all. I've lost a lot of people who I thought will always have my back. But apparently they only used it to talk behind it. I have a new understanding of relationships. Criticisms that all of a sudden ya cambió, ya está, ya es republicano. You don't have to know what party I belong to. I have no kind of party I belong to. I belong to Fresno. I want Fresno to have water. That's my party. The water party. I don't care. Let's have a party. Look, on this hot day, for you to be standing out there should be a confirmation to how serious we are about this. I see you fanning out there and take care of each other. You know, those of you who are elderly, make sure you have plenty of water or find a soft spot or someone to land on. I want to tell you how much I am proud to stand here with you, and whatever I can help, I'll help you. I'll help you. I have no kind of political aspirations whatsoever, because if Governor Schwarzenegger had bodies, I've got live bodies in mine. I just want you to know that you should be represented by somebody with an education, and that's not me, and that's not what I'm here for. I just wanted you to know that the people who are saying that I'm getting a lot of money, that Mario and I are becoming rich, should prove it. Defamation. I'm supposed to be big ag, big agriculture. You want to go see the 40 acres where my mama lives? You're welcome. I'll tell you where. If that is big, then the whole meaning of big has changed. For you idiots out there that have been wasting your time threatening me, you're not scaring me. You're wasting your time. I'm still a vato. And I believe in the Second Amendment. You come after me, I'm coming. You know where to find me? I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not a fighter. I apologize to all of you who saw me on TV doing that nonsense, but it was hot and I got a temper. Let me just tell you that we are going to solve this problem, because for us to fail isn't an option. If nothing comes out of this, maybe our friendship comes out of this. If we can solve and come together on this, maybe we can come together on other things. And that's how it goes. We are black, we are brown, we are white. We are Asian. We're Native American. That's what Fresno means to me. We are all of those things. Yes, we're Filipino also. Did I miss the Salvadorians? Well, Welcome. Muchas pupusas for you. The Italians, I don't make jokes about Italians. I don't want to wake up with a horse's head in my bed. In my case, a chihuahua's head. You are the reason why we're going to win. Because you're determined. Because you have something at stake. To show this many people to show up here on a hot, beautiful Wednesday, a work day, will show our opponents how committed you are to our success. We're not going to be changed. And if by some grace of God, some of this media should reach Los Angeles or San Diego or Fresno, I want you to know that our coalition has membership in all those areas. We're not just from here. It's just that we are the epicenter of this tragedy. Because it is a tragedy. There should be no reason for this unemployment. We should be growing so much food, we should be exporting and getting revenue back. The American farmer has done everything right. We didn't make bad loans like the bank did. We didn't make a car nobody wanted to buy like the car industry did. We grew more food at lower prices and grew the sweetest and best, healthiest food on this planet that anybody knows how. And our reward has been to have taken the water away from us. Maybe we were too good. I don't know how their mind works. Our exportation should bring revenues to this place. God knows we need it. But that's not how their brain works. They figured, oh, let's see, let's cut down the water, and that'll help unemployment. That's the only logic I can think of. They're brutos. I was just going to say that. Quit rubbing my jokes. I want you all to know that I am so proud to stand with you. I've never been more proud to be from here than any time I can remember. Maybe this is God's way of showing me civic duty. But as long as Mario, who really needs all the accolades, this is the man that has come to the point where I'm afraid to answer the phone. He finds out where I'm at. Hey, you got to come over here. But he's here for that. I want you to read about us. Read to see what it is. They're saying that, Mario, that you are a puppet of the Friant water monopolies and that I am your lover. One out of two ain't bad. I'm prepared for all the innuendos and all the whatever they say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that we need water. We needed it yesterday, and we're not going to move or do anything else until we get water. Because that water is ours. It's not theirs. That water came from the Sierras for us. We want water. Nothing less will do. And not in small amounts, in copious amounts. Water for us, the West Side, the East Side, for all of us. Not just here, but every place in California. In Los Angeles, if you're hearing me, today we're the ones suffering. You're next. There's going to be a lot of speakers coming up right now who are far more educated and they paid attention in school and all that. As a matter of fact, the next one, not only did she pay attention in school, now she runs the city. She has been an ally with us to the coalition. And we're very happy to have her talking to the other mayors. They won't pick up the phone from me. Hola, Villaraigosa, señor. Sí. Si no estás ocupado con las muchachas, por favor, hazme caso aquí. Don't do that because the Caucasians are going to think that I said something nasty. Please welcome a wonderful lady who does a wonderful job. And she's certainly accountable to all of us. Please, I was just going to say that. Please, what's your name? Excuse me. The police. I got a ticket I want you to fix. Please welcome Ashley Swearington.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Fresno. I don't know what you guys normally do on a Wednesday afternoon, but this is what we're always doing down here. You guys are a part of the largest ever gathering in front of City Hall, and it is for the most worthy cause. So congratulations to all of you for coming down and voicing your support. This is not just an agricultural issue, although it certainly is that. This is not just a rural issue, although it certainly is that. This is about the future of our city, Fresno, 500,000 people who live here. I was elected to represent them. I and my colleagues on the city council have a duty, a responsibility to make decisions now, to advocate for things that we know are critical, not just to this generation, but to the next generation and the ones that follow. We're committed to doing just that. We stand with you. We must fight. We will fight. And we will see victory. Thank you.
At the risk of sounding sexist, let me just say, we probably have the most attractive mayor of all of California. Please welcome now a member of the coalition and somebody who's been working tirelessly. A lot of people have asked me, why are you guys the Latin coalition? Well, that's about to change, because this guy's Puerto Rican. No. We initially called ourselves the Latin coalition because that's all we were, just mayors and Latino guys, and it was easier to get that done. But obviously you realize you don't have to be Latin to be interested and concerned with this water issue. Please welcome the co-chair of the Latin Business Association of Los Angeles, California, Mr. Ruben Guerra.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. It's actually the co-chair of the California Latino Water Coalition and the chair of the Latin Business Association. And, you know, when we first started this about 2.5 years ago, and I was approached about the whole water situation, I knew nothing about it. And I know that there's thousands and thousands of people down in Southern California that are naive about where the water comes from, okay? Because I was there. I was one of them. And I have two children, and I said to myself, wait a minute. This is the future of my children. Do I want to wake up at 3 a.m. someday, and because one of my kids ate a fruit from China and has a disease? Do I want to wake up someday knowing that all the fruit and vegetables that we're eating are being imported, when this is the number one, I would say, in the whole world, okay? This is where the best vegetables and fruit are grown in the whole world. And let me tell you, when I was here a couple days ago and we were down at Fresno State, I was given some almonds and some melons to take home with me. And I'll tell you, those were the best damn almonds and melons that I've ever had. And they were growing here by all of you. Now, people ask me, Ruben, what are you doing up there? You represent a business organization. Well, how can any business run in California if you don't have water? It doesn't make sense. And that's what I tell them. I said, do you care about the future of your kids? I don't care if this takes 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, I don't care. We started this, and we are going to end it.
Ruben. Do you care about the future of California?
So, he always throws me off. See, he just threw me off. But, you know, when you represent over 600,000 Latino-owned businesses in California, this is hurting everybody. This is hurting everybody. And it hurts to hear our national anthem. It hurts to hear that when so many people are suffering because of something that we can easily provide. We put leaders in Sacramento that can't even balance a budget, yet alone provide water. Now, we know that there's going to be a transition coming soon. There's a lot of seats opening up. There's a governor race, a lieutenant governor race, attorney general race, senators, assemblymen, and guess what? You need to vote and put the right people, the right leaders, and the ones that are not going to be afraid to make the decisions for California. Thank you very much.
Nice. Ruben. He's a terrific guy. I like him not just because he gave me a ride over here in his car, but he's going to give me a ride back. Right, Ruben? This next guy is really the heart and soul of the whole thing. He's also the reason why it's going to be hard for me to get another job. But he truly is the voice. You know, when I first heard of him, when I used to come down here, I wasn't a friend. I didn't even like his ideas. Sometimes I'd turn him on just to hate him. Now I miss him. I miss him a lot. We got to get you down there in Los Angeles. Please welcome the heart and soul of it all, Mr. Ray Appleton.
Thank you. Just to hate me, huh? All right, yeah, great. I don't know what I can say that I haven't said before. Those of you that listen to me know that I've thrown a couple of very hard emotional tirades. So many people ask, you know, Ray, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Just stay with us to the end. Thank you. Paul and I have sworn that we are going to be relentless crusaders for as long as it takes. There's something you could do today. Is right across the street is a booth for the Pacific Legal Foundation. They are suing the pants off the government. They need your signatures on another petition. And if every one of you were to sign that today, that would be immensely helpful. So if you could do that, you're helping. The reason I'm so knee-deep into this is not because it gets me rating points, it gives me something to talk about, it gets my name in the newspaper. Well, hell, the Fresno Bee wouldn't put my name in the paper if their life depended on it. It's because a couple of blocks away at the community hospital in 1950, I was born here. So this is me. My grandparents were almond ranchers and at one time had the largest quarter horse ranch in the world out in Sanger. So I still have a little dirt left in my blood, which has definitely developed into mud since we started this whole thing with the Water March and what goes on now. But I can tell you this. I've been alluding to something special on the air that we still can't tell you about. But it will happen next week, and you ain't seen nothing yet. God bless you all.
Come on, let's give it up for Ray. Ray's the man. Ray's the man. When I was mentioning the kinds of people that we have in our coalition, I forgot to mention that the Issei and the Nisei, the Japanese Americans who have contributed so much to this area. Well, here's a son. Please welcome now Secretary of Ag Kawamura from the California Department of Food and Ag.
Good afternoon, everybody. When we talk about the home of the brave, San Joaquin Valley is the home of the brave. It's the home of the frustrated. It's home of the angry. I am a farmer. I'm a farmer from Southern California, but this water issue affects not only our counties, our regions, our entire state, it affects the entire country. When you stump avocado trees, cut perfectly good avocado trees down in San Diego County, when you bulldoze over perfectly good almond trees here on the west side, when you don't plant because you don't have a predictable supply of water, that's not working. And when you don't have solutions, and when you don't have solutions coming right now, the kind of unemployment, the kind of economic crisis we have, the kind of insecurity in food across the nation, this is a ripple effect because you're setting precedent here in our state of California. The governor has asked the president to declare an emergency. We hope that happens. We hope your voices carry that message. But we also really need to recognize, besides jobs, besides food insecurity, we also see some enormously troubling figures with crime, with the unemployment, many factors that make it easier to understand that this time, this ability to take our voices, not only here in California, but across the country, has never come at a more important point. So thank you for all being here. Take your voices. Make sure that we can communicate that there must be a solution in creating water systems, not just for our states, but really across this whole country, because we have to make sure there's what? A predictable supply of food. Because without water, you have no what? Without water, you have no what? Without no water, you have no... I heard someone say life over here, and that's exactly what water represents. It's the lifeblood of our state. And so thank you for your commitment. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being active. Because without activism, we can't make this happen. So keep it up. Let's keep on going, because we need to get this message to Washington, because Washington can make these decisions to help open up the water supply, and we can get back to work, those of us who like to produce things. Let's go, okay?
Thank you very much. A.G. Kawamura, remember that name. The A.G. stands for AWA. Yes. AWA. Ladies and gentlemen, another person whose name has been soiled with mine. He is from the cartoons. No. He's Phil Larson. He's the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. And he's got another beautiful supervisor with him. He was hollering for water, so I ran out and got him some.
Thank you, Paul. On my left is Judy Kay, Supervisor District 4, the other dry half of the West Side. And on my right, Debbie Pachigian, who has the mountains that gives us water when we got snow. So you got three rural supervisors. We got a quorum. So tell everybody the Board of Supervisors was here supporting you. How long have we been in this fight? I'll tell you, it's been building for a long time, way before 1992 and the CVPIA. But I know that one thing for sure, this is a fight we can't quit. This regulatory drought is threatening our very survival. It's attacking our communities, our friends, our families. We stand here united with our 15 cities in the county. My fellow colleagues on the Board of Supervisors, our federal and state legislators, we are in this together. On June 22nd, a request was sent to President Obama asking him to issue a federal disaster declaration to assist our drought-stricken region. The letter stated that a disaster declaration would help ensure a long-term vitality of one of the nation's leading agricultural areas. And then in their words said, actions required to protect endangered species have restricted the opinion of the State Water Project and the Federal Central Valley Project. Further exacerbates the shortages. The lack of water has affected 450,000 acres in Fresno County alone. And ended stating, California agriculture is important to the economy and to the food supply of our entire nation. Now, who do you suppose sent this letter? It was Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. And, yeah, I know. But if they get it, then why can't we? There's no excuses left. If they get it and there's no excuses left, then turn on the pumps and let us do what we do best, feed the world. And one thing more, let's start getting the facts straight. There's no water shortage this year. This is strictly a regulated drought. Every day, thousands of acre feet of water flow into the ocean from the Sacramento River. By capturing some of that water, California has enough water for the environment, the folks in our cities, our number one economic engine, agriculture. To accomplish this, we need a comprehensive plan for storage, conveyance, and delivery. We're here today because we need to stand together, and we need to make sure the truth is told. This is our story, our lives. If it takes a fight, then fight we must, and we will be heard. Thank you.
There's a walking sex scandal right there. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this next person is someone that I respect and fear. He's my pilot, and He flew me on a little airplane. I look like a bean in a maraca. He's the owner of Richie Valens Airlines. You know, the thing about Caucasians like this, they're dangerous, especially when they know Spanish. You can't talk about them. He speaks a kind of Spanish that frightens you like a police officer Spanish. Sal del carro con las manos arriba. No tienes tú una pistola? Repita, clase. Incomparable. Sean Coburn, ladies and gentlemen. And the Coburnettes. The Coburnettes.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. I'm flying you down next week. Thank you for coming. I joined the Latino Water Coalition because one day I was sitting out in the field and I thought to myself, after all the trees are dead, what are my employees going to do? And I thought there's no organization out there that's an advocate for the people that actually grow the food that we all eat. So I want to introduce you to the people that actually get it done. First up, Jose Gonzalez.
Gracias, Chan. Miren, la verdad que todo esto es algo bonito. Hemos andado aquí con este señor, Paul Rodríguez, Sean Coburn, en todas las caminadas pidiendo agua. Ocupamos agua para comer, para tener comida, así como para todos nosotros igual. Lo que ocupamos es tener todo bien. Gracias.
Next, I'd like to introduce Juan Guadian. Juan runs a ranch, and he's also a landowner on the west side of Fresno County. And he has 160-acre of almonds that are running out of water.
Yo, el más pequeño de los agricultores en el área de Mendota, trabajador por los últimos 15 años de Sean Coburn, yo, él y todos ustedes que estamos aquí presentes, hemos pronunciado muchas veces la palabra agua, la palabra comida, la palabra trabajo, pero eso no basta. Lo que me da gusto es que entre nosotros y todos ustedes, sin respetar raza de ninguna religión, todos estamos aquí para que se nos conceda lo que más deseamos, para que nuestras familias y todos nosotros vivamos mejor. Espero que en otra ocasión nos reunamos en este lugar o en otro, porque la unión hará la fuerza.
He said that there was this farmer who had two daughters. One of them was with Sean Coburn. Obviously, he didn't say that. I did. But what are you going to do? Anyways, please welcome the mayor of the city where truly is the epicenter of this problem, the Honorable Robert Silva, mayor of City of Mendota.
First of all, let me say that I started this water issue, or actually I was part of the group. It started in 1993. I've been marching for miles and miles. I've been involved in so many speeches that a million words are spoken. You know, I'm tired of it. And I'm getting to the point that we all now facing the same problems, and I've said it over and over again. The engine that drives Central Valley is ag, okay? Without the farmer getting their share of water, there is no jobs for anybody else. Then it continues on. The guy who sells tires, the guy who sells gasoline or whatever. It hurts everybody. And I'm very proud to be here today because you have a combination of everybody here today expressing their views on what the number one issue here in this valley is, and that is water. We need the water, and let's cut out the political BS. Okay? This gentleman right here, I want you to get up, Paul, for governor. I want you guys to focus on that because that is what kind of leaders we need in California. Next, a gentleman has been out there for many, many times, leading the marches, getting involved in this water issue. I want to share my time with Piat Ayala.
Como siempre, muchas gracias. Sabemos que para estar aquí se requiere bastante valor, bastante energía, de cosas que tenemos que dejar, de nuestro trabajo que tenemos que dejar. Y siempre doy mi discurso en español porque sabemos claramente que que también aquí hay muchísimos de nosotros que no entendemos, pero estamos sufriendo y pasando los mismos dolores que pasa cualquier color de persona. Les quiero agradecer a todos, pero queremos que juntos gritemos y que se lleguen todos para gritar que vinimos a pedir el día de hoy que prendan esas pompas y que queremos agua. Queremos gritar fuerte, que se oiga que escuchamos agua, por favor. We want together, scream loud when we can say we want water. This is what we're here for. ¿Por qué estamos aquí? ¿Por qué estamos aquí? Por agua, eso es lo que necesitamos. Tenemos que unirnos, no podemos andar peleando, sino estar juntos, unidos, porque todos estamos sobre la misma causa. Y esa causa tiene un nombre y se llama agua. We all here together for the same pain, for the same cause. And that cause is water. That's why we're here today. That's why we're here today. And loud and clear, we want to say, turn the pumps on. We need to go back to work now. Gracias. Thank you. Thank you. Muchísimas gracias a todos. Que Dios me los bendiga.
Thank you, Piedad. Great. Piedad Ayala, ladies and gentlemen. Look for him in the Saddam Hussein story. He's a dead ringer, ain't he? All right, you're too serious. Okay, I'll be over here. All right, please welcome a person that has been with us from the beginning. He is a farmer. He's the reason why we do all this, and he's been doing it with us. Please welcome Joe L. Del Bosque, farmer.
Buenas tardes. Soy José Del Bosque. Soy ranchero, orgullosamente hijo de mexicanos. Y estoy aquí a ver toda esta gente tan unida, que me da mucho gusto que estamos viendo aquí y unidos, gente de toda clase, ranchero, trabajadores, de toda gente hay aquí. Amigos, no es justo lo que está haciendo el gobierno. El gobierno nos dio agua hace 40, 50 años y ahora nos los quita. Dios pone y Dios dispone. Amigos, el gobierno no es Dios. No pueden hacer esto nosotros. Tenemos gente sufriendo, gente que están trabajando 3-4 días por semana. No pueden mantener su familia. Esta marcha no terminó cuando vino Ken Salazar, el secretario del Interior, el domingo. No terminó porque él trae promesas. Pero hasta que vemos agua corriendo por las bombas, hasta que vemos agua llegando a los ranchos, esta marcha, esta esfuerza tiene que seguir. ¿Estamos unidos?
Unidos.
¿Qué queremos? Agua. Gracias, amigo.
He simply said that water is given to us by God, not by government. That's the truth. Those of you who are barely learning Spanish, the word of the day is agua. Repita, clase. Agua. Yeah. Next week in German, we will learn that word. What is it? Vata. Yeah. Vivan Vata. Vivan lots and lots of Vata. My hand keeps going anyways. Okay. God bless the Germans. They make good beer. Please welcome now a man who happens to be my mayor, my personal mayor, just in my house. Please welcome a guy who's just a legend in this area, very, very powerful man in his beliefs. Please welcome the Honorable Victor Lopez, mayor of the city of Orange Cove. Not now, Victor, not now.
Gracias, Pablo. Gracias. Es un gran honor y un placer estar con ustedes esta tarde con la gente más linda de todo el mundo, la gente campesina, la más trabajadora, más honesta de todo el mundo. Estamos aquí para proteger el futuro de nuestros nietos, nuestros niños, nuestra gente, nuestra comunidad. Estamos unidos como nunca. Todos los alcaldes, estamos con ustedes. ¡Va a haber victoria! ¡Va a haber victoria! ¡Vamos a ir hasta la Casa Blanca! presidente de Estados Unidos a decirle que ya basta. ¡Ya basta! ¡Necesitamos agua ahorita! ¡Ahorita! Me da una tristeza cuando dicen que un pescado es más importante que mi gente. ¡Tan locos! ¡Tan locos! There's no way, shape, or form is a fish more important than our people. ¡Hell no! Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
I wish he were more passionate about his beliefs. He's also running for the presidency of Honduras, he said. They have a vacancy there, and I'm supporting you, baby. I'm with you. Please welcome Richard Valle, depends on who's saying it. He's the Kings County Board of Supervisor, who's also in this fight with us.
Thank you, Paul. And as a county supervisor, I'm proud to represent the communities of Avenel, Kettleman City, and Corcoran, and also happy to have the chairman of my board, Mr. Joe Neves, here with me, and the mayor of the city of Corcoran, Raymond Lerma. As elected officials from Kings County, it's important for us to let the mayor of Mendota, the folks that he represents, let them know that Kings County is standing side by side with them, standing with you in this problem. Your problem is our problem. Also here today with us, standing side by side with you, is two busloads of supporters from Kings County. I want to thank the people that made those buses happen, and thank the folks that gave their time to come here today. The Kings County Board of Supervisors, we continue to renew our resolution, our drought emergency. It's important for us to do that so that the higher-ups can see that the neighbors of Mendota and Fresno County, we're in the same boat. In closing on a personal note, I want to be the first elected official to endorse Paul Rodriguez for governor. And Ray Appleton for Lieutenant Governor. Thank you.
Now that's hilarious. I love Corcoran. I got two brothers who live there. I visit them, you know, often. But they frisk you right before you go to Corcoran. They frisk you. They go, please don't carry no weapons. I overdid that joke, didn't I? I deserve to be punished. Now let us bring someone who has been with us for the fight, one of the people that really got to the governor, Schwarzenegger, and he should, because this man is the reason why we do this, and he's doing it with us. He's a real live farmer. Here he is, Mr. Bob Dietrich.
All right, a lot of you know who I am, but I'm West Side farmer, 40 years. Farm 1,100 acres. This year, farming 320. And it's all because of the water shortage. And with this new biologic opinion, everybody in San Joaquin Valley is affected. So all I can say is that everybody has to get behind this. It's not going to be just farmers. It's going to be people, industries. Everybody's going to be affected. So all I can say is, one of the best sayings I've heard yet, foreign oil, if you love foreign oil, you're going to love foreign food. And all I can say is, I won't let my kids play with, or my grandkids, excuse me, grandkids play with toys from China, or my dogs eat food from China. So we can't have food from China. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dietrich. I want to get him together with Mayor Lopez, and both of them passion each other out, you know, balance it. One in Spanish, one in English, but he means well. He's a great guy. This man I love and I care for, but he's got a very difficult last name, but he'll repeat it with me. Please welcome Mr. Dan Irataberry.
Nope.
Ed Irataberry?
Nope.
But
the one ahead of the curtain.
Oh, it's curtain. Okay. Okay, then, please welcome Danny Curtin. He's director of the California Conference of Carpenters. Jesus was a carpenter.
That's right. Jesus was the highest-ranking carpenter who ever lived, so we all need to know that. You people are beautiful. I don't know. Go outside this valley, go to San Francisco, and see how many people stand in the hot sun to talk about an issue like this. You won't find very many of them. Frankly, I represent the California Conference of Carpenters. I'm the director, and I am honored to be here working on this fight. I want to let you know I have been working on the water issue for many, many years with many of the elected officials that you've seen, and I'm talking the last few years because water has been a constant problem. But now it is a crisis, and it's a crisis in this valley. And let me divert for 1 second. I'm glad to see your mayor was up here. She's terrific, and I'm glad to see your former mayor is going to be up here. He's terrific. We've all worked together on this issue. But somehow, when I think about the two of them, the movie Beauty and the Beast comes to mind. I wasn't supposed to tell any jokes because we have a great comedian here, but I couldn't resist. I'm here to tell you that we understand the water issue. That means carpenters, because it's a complicated issue, but your T-shirts right there say it all. No water, no jobs, no hope, no future. It's not just a valley issue. Our carpenters understand that. I'm here to say that people outside this valley get it. Although it's a complicated issue, and I'll say that again. A lot of people who do not farm for a living, and there are many, many, many of them, don't really get the nexus. They think food comes from supermarkets. They think food comes from boxes and bottles and packages. They do not know the crisis that is hitting them right now, and you are feeling more directly than anybody in the country. So as I said, I'm proud to be here, but I have to tell you, outside this valley, the sense of urgency doesn't exist. And what you need to be, and what you are being more and more, is you need to be loud. You need to let people all over this country know that there is no food, there is no jobs, there is no future if there is no water. They don't get it. And I'm talking about the average people. You also need to make sure our policymakers in Sacramento and in Washington. Now, let me tell you, they understand there's a water crisis, but look on your newspaper today. They have hit gridlock. They don't know what's happening. They got more fights going on. They got more issues in front of them. Somehow the water issue gets pushed into the background. You need to be loud. You need to tell them one more time. No jobs, no future, no life if there's no water. We need the water. I got about 10 more seconds. I want to convey one more thought, and I've heard it repeatedly, and I want to repeat it one more time. Look around this crowd. You know, it really is an amazing thing. I hate to see it. Crisis brings people together. The farmer, the farm worker, labor, unions, the employers you've heard from, I dare say Democrats and Republicans, everybody in this valley knows that there is only one issue and one issue only right now, and that is water. We will solve this problem. We will win this fight because we have no option. They don't understand the people in the valley. Everybody in this valley is a worker of one sort or another. Nothing comes free to working people. You struggle, you fight, because you have no option. And they will not quit. You will not quit until we win this fight, and you will win this fight for all of America. You will do it. They won't even know it. You will do it. You will bring water where it's needed. But remember, and I know we're going to win this fight, and I know it doesn't look good right now, but remember one thing. When we do win this fight, when we get an intelligent water policy that puts a dam up in the mountains here, that puts a canal, that brings the water down the west side, that stores, that restores the ecology, that works on the underground water, a comprehensive package is what we need. Remember, when we win that fight, look around you. There will be more. If this valley wants to continue to grow and be a great valley, remember how united you are here, and don't ever forget it. Because until we hit a water crisis, we were fighting amongst each other like everybody else. We are the same. We are united. We are all the same. Stay together. Stay strong. Keep fighting. And get loud! Yes. Danny Curtin! Dan Curtin!
Anybody got any lemonade? We have the pleasure of having a gentleman who represents the Fresno Farm Bureau, or the FFFF. One of those Fs, I think you know what it is. Please welcome Mr. Dan Irataberry, president of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
I'm Dan Irataberry, president of Farm Bureau, an organization that is an advocate for farmers, farm workers, and the related ag industries. The message is simple. Take water from agriculture, and you take away the ability to feed ourselves. Farmers are not the end users of water. The consumer is. And it also creates jobs, products for the consumers, regional economic activities, and value-added product. And it is a simple fact that it takes the water to grow our food almost 900 gallons to produce an average breakfast, lunch, and dinner for each person each day. And how do you do that without water? We have a responsibility to use the food water efficiently as possible. We've made great investments in the technology to use that water very efficiently. And in some cases now, we are now almost 85 to 90% efficient in that use of that water. So it can't be said that we've not used the water in the most meaningful way. In fact, the problem is that we don't play a high enough value on the ability to feed ourselves. In 2007, a sad event occurred. We became a net importer of food. Today, Americans eat approximately 260 pounds of imported food each year. And with that imported food accounting for 13% of the diet, you got to be wondering, they're only inspecting 1% of that imported food. That makes us extremely vulnerable. We are blessed to be in the San Joaquin Valley. It is one of the 5 Mediterranean growing regions in the world, and really the only one in North America. It is a national jewel and a national security issue. If we can't feed ourselves, some other country will have to. And we'll have to compete with the rest of the world. A United Nations report indicated that in the year 2050, we'll be short of 25% of our food. We'll have a shortage of 25% of worldwide food by 2050. We'll lose the chance to feed ourselves, and we'll depend on the world to bring our food in. And God knows what the environmental and human consequences of that is. The basic reality is that if you want us to grow safe food, we've got to have the water. It's just that simple. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. I know this is hot. Please hang in there, people. We only got 50 more speakers. 50 more. Hang in there. You could do it. You can. All right. I'm kidding. Just a few more, okay? All right. They also wanted you to know that there's a lot of filming going on. So if you're standing next to the mistress, move on. Behind me is Mr. Bailey. You know him from It's a Wonderful Life. Now that money doesn't belong to me, George. It belongs to you and you. Well, it's funny in Spanish. Please welcome Mr. Harvey Bailey, President and Board of Directors of the Fryant Water Authority.
Thank you, Paul. In the Orange Cove Irrigation District, which I represent also, we furnish water for Paul's farm, too. And I would like to thank everybody here today from the west side, from the east side, which I represent. Fryant represents about 1 million acres on the east side of the valley. And we have been through a 20-year battle to maintain our water supply before we got the settlement on the San Joaquin. And I would like to thank Congressman Radonovich and Senator Feinstein for leading the battle. And we finally got it settled. And I hope that we can have a supply of water that's secure now for the east side. And I know this is not a battle that's going on right now just for the west side, because if the west side doesn't get water, the exchange contractors, they can call on the San Joaquin River, and that is the water that they gave up so that the people on the east side could take water out of Fryant. And we represent all the farmers from Fryant clear to Bakersfield, and it's, like I say, it's about 1 million acres, and the battle is not over. And I know the east side is going to help the west side with the battle that's going on right now, because it is our farming also. And if the water isn't there, we don't have any jobs, we don't have any farms. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Dijo que le gustaban mucho las chamacas de Guanajuato y que él es el señor Bailey. Please welcome. Now from, if you had a steak here today, chances are you've had a Harris Farm steak. Please welcome Mr. John C. Harris.
I know everyone here is hot and tired and dry, just like our crops. I'm not going to take very long, but I wanted to share that I can see all the problems we've gotten by not getting the water, not being able to buy the water that we should. And we need a little less talk, a little more action. And one way that I'm working to get that is through the Pacific Legal Foundation, which has done some definite things. They filed a lawsuit in the federal court to say that the Delta smelt should not be regulated because it doesn't have commercial value. It's never traded anywhere. It's not indigenous just to California. It's just an effort by Fish and Wildlife to control agriculture. But we've got to tell, you know, the 4th of July is coming up this weekend, and over 200 years ago, our forefathers stood for something. They stood for property rights and the rights of people, and we've got to bring that back. And that's one of the things Pacific Legal Foundation does, that they protect and make sure that we have fair elections and fair hiring practices and property rights, and people can't take your water away from you, which is happening here. There's a deal called the God Squad, which was part of the Endangered Species Act, to address situations just like we have, where water is being taken away and thousands and literally millions of people are being impacted, and much food and produce is just not being produced. It's called the God Squad, and the governor and the president request it, and it looks into the situation and can say, yes, it's a good idea or it's not a good idea. We're hoping to say, no, it's not a good idea. You've got to let these folks have the water because the Delta smelt's not the problem anyway. So there's petitions behind you here. Please sign those and urge the governor and the president to call for the God Squad. I know some people don't believe in God, and some people don't believe in the God Squad, but I believe in both, and we're going to get it done, and we need to change things. And hopefully we'll be back here in another year, and I'll sing Amazing Grace for you because we'll get this done. Thank you.
All right. This is what makes America great. You don't have to believe in God. You could have the right not to believe in God for all you atheists out there. By the way, if you don't believe in God, what do you holler when you're having good sex? I don't know. Oh, you non-existent being, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry. It's your turn. I didn't know you were there. Anyways, please welcome Mr. Somebody from somewhere. He is somehow here. Where are you at? You're right here? Okay. Oh. Please welcome Manuel Kahuna, the big Kahuna, president of the Nisei Farm League.
Stay right here. You're not going. Everybody, we know you've been waiting here very patiently, but I think all of you need today, when you march, you carry the signs and you make the noise, because we're going to go around that big building. We're going to go downtown, then we're going to come back around. But your voice is what everybody's been saying needs to be heard. Don't back down. We got to fight for the survival of our valleys, to fight for our families, as Victor Lopez says, even Paul Rodriguez, with his efforts and all the abuse, some of the stuff that he's been taken from people for protecting the most important thing, and that's food, water, and our family. We need to do that. And again, I'm going to take off and go to the front down here by the street and wait. When the last speaker is done, and it's going to be in a few minutes, then we're all going to march together because we want them to hear us. Again, thank you all so much for protecting this valley and your families and your cities. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, he's going to be over there. The rest of you, let's go over here. Go jump on a lake. This is the only time somebody tells you go jump on a lake, it'll be a compliment. Please welcome former mayor of this town and one of my good buds. Please welcome Mr. Alan Autry.
Folks, I know you've been here a long time. You've been out in this heat. How many people from West Side are here? I want to say hi to my home, folks, I lived in Mendota for 2 years. I worked those fields out there with my mom and my daddy. A special welcome to all of you, and you're hanging tough, because what the opposition wants us to do, the enemy wants us to do, is wear down and wear out. We're not going to do that, are we? Now, look, about a year ago, I stood on the steps of the Capitol, and I said something of the state Capitol that got me in trouble. I was criticized for it because they said it was over the top, it was too much. And what I said to the people inside that building, the legislature and the governor, I said, if you did not act and give back the water that has been stolen from us by the state and federal government, that this rally was nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. That got me in trouble. They said it was too much, it was over the top. Well, here we are today, and that warning has come true, has it not? Now, I said something recently that got me in trouble again. I told the Assistant Secretary, David Hay, that he had to understand the magnitude of the suffering of the people on the West Side. Third, fourth generation farmers losing their farms, the pain of being out of work for so many. And I said this statement, I said, Mr. Assistant Secretary, because the big guy wouldn't meet with us. I said that desperate people do desperate things. I was criticized for that, saying it was too much. Well, what I'm about to say is going to get me in a lot of trouble. It's probably going to preclude me from ever getting elected to another office. I don't plan on running, but if I did, it's done today. Because I'll tell you this, when people tell us, the federal government and courts tell us, that taking water from the people that need it the most, the lifeblood of the San Joaquin Valley, and take it from us, till we got nothing left to give but blood, and they start taking that one drop at a time. And the courts do the same, and the federal government, and they tell us that's good for us. That is good for America. It's not good for us. It's not good for America. It's nothing less than acts of domestic terror. Too much? Over the top? Well, listen, you tell Mayor Silva that it's too much, that it's over the top, when he has to look into the eyes of his people that he's represented and see 50% of them unemployed. You tell me that's not terror. You tell that to the farmer who's going to lose that farm that's been in his family for four generations. Through the tears and the heartbreak that goes with that, you tell him that's not terror, that's over the top. You tell that mother that's trying to stretch that unemployment dollar a little further so her kids may get a pair of pants for school that's coming up from the Salvation Army. Tell her that's not terror. And I tell you this, you tell those little children that are forming anxiety disorders within them that may last a lifetime because of this nonsense. You tell those little children that it's not terror to take their water from them. President Obama, this is a man-caused disaster here. And President Obama, we believe you're a God-fearing man. We're going to assume that. No, he does have the power to reverse these court decisions and take back the ruling of the national fisheries and restore our water. He has the authority to do that. But more importantly, our president has the moral responsibility to us and America to do so. For God's sake, President Obama, turn on the water and keep it on.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Oh, yeah. That's it. This man is passionate. He's been in the fight for a long time. Please welcome the trifecta of Mr. Mark Blakeney, President and CEO of the Clovis Chamber, and his cohorts, I will say. I don't have your names down here, but they're Caucasian.
We were close, anyway. Hi, I'm Al Smith. I'm the President of Chamber of Commerce, CEO. Mark is here from the Clovis Chamber. I assume some of you have got jobs. I assume some of you don't have jobs. Those who don't have jobs, those who do have jobs, if you have a job, look at the person who doesn't, because that could be us very shortly. Every time a farmer, this is not a farmer situation, this is all of our problem, and we collectively are all having, pardon the expression, the ripple effect of what's going on here. So I remember on Sunday seeing a guy come in to town in a white hat at the university, and I remember white hat guys from the old, the Roy Rogers and the Gene Autrys and stuff, who saved the West. I don't know if this guy's going to save the West. One side of me says, I'm really optimistic. The other side said, I've heard this story before. Federal government coming to be my friend. I am not sure of that. But let's give him a chance. Let's hope that he will do what he says he does. But meanwhile, let's keep the pressure on him. Thank you very much.
Buenos dias and good afternoon. I'm an almond grower and cattle rancher from Madera County. I farm almonds on the west side of Madera, and I raise cattle, run cattle on dry land pasture east of Madera. And that might make you wonder why I'm here today. I'm here today to send a message to everyone on the east side of this great valley. If you want to see your future, if you want to see your children's future, just take a drive out to the west side and visit Mendota and Fireball and any other community out there, because that is your future, and it's coming sooner than you think unless we stand together, fight together, and take this issue to Washington, D.C. We've already taken it to the Secretary of the Interior. We took it to Speaker Pelosi on Monday, and we're going to continue to take it to the halls of Congress. And we're going to take it all the way to the Oval Office and the White House, and we're going to win. We have no option.
The energy and the passion and the commitment here today are incredible. But I had a wake-up call over the weekend. We went to Sacramento to celebrate my dad's 80th birthday, and there were loved ones and friends from all over. But what stunned me is the low level of concern or total unawareness of our plight here in the Central Valley. Well, I want to tell my sister and brothers and my friends from Sonoma County, Napa County, Solano, the coast, Oregon, wake up. And to Sacramento, wake up. And to you kleptocrats in Washington, D.C., you know who you are, Nancy and Barbara, wake up.
And smell the tostadas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap it up, we are well represented in the House. Sorry for interrupting you. I have a microphone later. We were well represented. These two men are fiery, they're intelligent, they know what they're doing. Please welcome both of our congressional members, Congressman Radonovich and Nunes.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right, I want you to know this is just the beginning. We're going to take this from the San Joaquin Valley. We're going to go to Southern California. We're going to go to the Bay Area. We're going to go to Nancy Pelosi's office. We're going to go to Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer's office. Let them know we need the pumps on now. So I want you to know, are you committed for the long haul?
Yeah.
Are you committed for the long haul?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go get him. And I want to introduce my buddy, Devin Nunes.
Thank you, George. Thank you all. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. What you all are doing here today, it's the beginning. We have to take this outside of the San Joaquin Valley. That's going to take commitment from you. So I want to thank all of you who have suffered through this heat. And I want to encourage you to get on the march. I want you all to give yourselves a big round of applause for what you've done here today. Thank you to Paul Rodriguez and the coalition for everything that they've done. Look, the bottom line is this. The Congress has to act. Nancy Pelosi controls the Congress. President Obama has to sign a law so that we can get the pumps on permanently. That's what has to happen. Don't be fooled. So in the coming weeks, we're going to need your help. We're going to need you to follow closely what Washington is doing. We're going to need your help to call the Speaker's office, to call the President's office, because what George and I and others are going to be doing, we're going to need your help. We're going to need you to be behind us. We're going to need the governor of this state to send letters on our behalf, on behalf of the Valley, to support amendments to bills that we're going to have on the floor. So we're going to ask the governor for his help. So now, folks, we're going to march. We're going to march, and we're going to keep marching, not just today, but until these pumps get turned on permanently. Thank you for all your help. This way. That way.
Let's go.